Good morning. Good morning. My name is Benita, and I am in New Jersey, and this is the Master's Call on Merciful Monday. I'd like to turn the call over now to our host. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Sister Benita, for spiritually seating us and greeting us on this Merciful Monday. We know that God is great and that he is worthy to be praised, and he gives us new mercies every day. But we are going to be intentional today. It is Monday. We are starting off a new week, and we're going to start it off doing new things and doing them new ways and knowing that we're going to be intentional. I say that, and because we are, I mean, as we're going through this fast and consecration period, God is doing great things and new things in our lives. So as he is doing new things in our lives, so do we. Our hearts go out this morning to the Godmother Dorothy Cook. If you guys have not heard already, but Godmother Dorothy Cook, on yesterday, her granddaughter went home to be with the Lord. Her granddaughter, we have been praying for her on this line, Miss Felicia. We have been keeping her and Dorothy in prayer, and the Lord took her on home yesterday. So we know that absent from the body is present with the Lord. So we want to continue as a community to stand in unity and in love and in agreement and keep Dorothy and her family in prayer. Right now she needs your prayers. I would say not to get on the phone and start calling her right now. Allow her to rest for a few days. If you want to send cards out or information out to her, we will provide you with that information. You can always send us an email to the TMC Gmail address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will provide you with that information. But like I said, allow her to rest. I understand that Platinum President Marie Preston is out there with her. And see, that's what this is, Artists International. We are family here. This is all about family. It's not about personality, but we are family. And when something happens to one of the family, we as a family are there. So I say today, as you're fasting today, I'm going to say, and I'm stepping out right now, and what I feel the Lord has spoken to me this morning when I became aware of this information, is that today we are going to go on a liquid fast. So no foods today at all. If you can, from sun up to sundown, let's just stick to liquids today and stand out and step out on behalf of Dorothy Cook and her granddaughter today. So be intentional as you go through your day. If you've already had some food this morning, just start from this point on and go through the rest of your day, sun up to sundown, and let's just ask God to be there for Dorothy Cook. So once again, this is the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, by way of Prairie View, we welcome each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Our scripture reference that we stand on the Master's Call can be found in Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So this morning, before we start the message, we're going to go into prayer. And Miss Tammy, as you will come to the line in shortly, I'm going to ask you also to lift up Dorothy Cook in your prayer in opening and Minister Kathy in closing. Our mission statement, as you call into this line every Monday through Friday, is that your lives will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ as you begin your day. See, here on the Master's Call, it's all about the Master. We seek the Master's first. We seek him first and know that everything else will be added unto us. See, when we put God first, then we're unstoppable. We're unmovable because the Lord has his hands all over us. If you've missed any of the messages on the Master's Call, you're visiting for the first time today, number one, we welcome you. And number two, we have a website which is available to be accessed 24 hours, 7 days a week. And that web address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send us an email, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor, if you would like us to pray for us, pray for you as you pray for us. Our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy if she would come to the line right now and go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer. Sister Tammy, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I am loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Good morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. God, we bless your holy name. Father God, we come to your throne as humbly as we know how this morning. Father God, we just thank you for a new day that you have created. Lord God, we thank you that we're already binding the hand of the enemy this morning, oh, Father God. We bound his hand, Lord God, in the attempts to keep me off this line. But, God, I'm going to give you glory this morning, oh, Father God, because I thank you, Lord God, and I know where all my strength comes from, oh, Father God. It comes from the Lord, oh, Father God. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. We thank you for the women of this call, oh, Father God, all of the intercessors and the prayer partners, oh, Father God, that we have that come forth on each and every day, Lord God, to empower your people, oh, Father God, that the enemy's plan is cast down on today, oh, Father God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh, Father God, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God. We thank you for Artists International, which brought us all together, oh, Father God, in one mind and one spirit, oh, Father God, as one body. Lord God, we thank you for the word that will come forth on today. Oh, Father God, we ask you to put a special anointing on the speaker, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God. Bless the word and let it fall on good ground, that it will do what you called it out to do. Father God, we again cast out any plan of the enemy on today, any assignment that he had to block interference. Oh, Father God, we cast it down and we send it back to the pit of hell from which he came, oh, Father God. And we claim the victory in Jesus' name because we know we are more than conquerors, as your word declares, oh, Father God. We thank you right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. This morning, God, we know, oh, Father God, from where all our strength comes from, and we'll continue to look to the hills from which he comes, oh, Father God. We thank you right now. It is in the glorious name of Jesus that we give you honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah. Back to you, sister. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for that powerful opening prayer this morning. At this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to me, for me this morning to introduce and bring to you our speaker for this morning. She is no stranger to this call. She is a founder of the Master's Call. She will hail this morning from Prairie View, Texas, where she is so intentional about taking care of her parents. She has been out there taking care of them, overseeing, making sure that they are fine and they're resting and they're relaxed. She goes by the new name now, Holy Hazel, and we know that she is doing great things, and to God be the glory for the great things that she has done, for the lives that she has enhanced, empowered, and enriched. She has really been a vital part of my life and the transition that I have made as being a part of this Master Call family, and I thank God for her in my life every day. She has helped so many artist distributors internationally, and we just praise God for her and for the divine relationship that we have for her. She is a pastor. She is a teacher. She is a mentor. She's a sister. She's a daughter. She is a friend. She's an auntie. I'm telling you, she wears so many hats. But one thing that I do know that comes first is she is the child of the Most High God. So this morning, without further ado, let me bring to you our speaker for this morning, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, are you out there on the line this morning?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning, good morning to our Master's Call family. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for that introduction of love. It means so much to me and to our entire Master's Call family. We just extend the warmest greetings of our Lord and Savior this morning. I tell you, on this merciful Monday, I look forward to all the names that Minister Benita comes up with that just bless my socks off. Well, I have been just so excited on this consecration, on this fast, as Evangelist Tiffany has already alluded, when I got the call from our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, about the homegoing of her granddaughter. We immediately went into prayer, and I text all of our prayer warriors, and we're asking our TMC family just to bombard heaven with the words of peace and comfort to our beloved godmother and to her entire family in this season of homegoing and transition for her family. And we know the Word of God is faithful. She loves the Lord. And we know that her granddaughter did also. I thank God for Platinum President Marie Preston. Her buddy was right by her side there at the hospital and is a faithful member of this call. We just lift up our entire family, and we know that in this year, what has been our theme, in 2012, all is well. Well, I'm excited, and I heard Evangelist Tiffany step out there a little further this morning, and I'm glad I hadn't chewed anything but just sipped a little coffee today as we continue on our 26th day of our fast and our time of consecration to stay before the Lord. God has just been speaking and burning messages, I tell you. I feel like the Holy Ghost scribe from heaven as he's just been downloading so much into my spirit, and I'm going to try to get as much of it out as I can today. And I know this will be a message that you'll want to listen to again and again and for your own notes transcribe some of the things that we'll be discussing. The message title for this series is We Climb Higher as Eagles Soar Higher in the Things of God is Our Miracle is in Our Mouth. Our miracle is in our mouth, the TBA of God. The miracles, or our miracles, are in our mouths, the TBA of God. We all know the normal abbreviation of TBA is to be announced, and God dropped in my spirit the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing. Our miracle is in our mouths, the TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing. We have been discussing on this time of consecration, first, our theme scripture, again, a theme passage, again, of in 2012, all is well, that comes out of 2 Kings 4, that 8 through 37th verse, where the Shunammite woman lost her son, and she never released to the atmosphere, to her husband, to her keepers, to anybody. What had happened when her son had died, she literally put him in a room, got saddled on her animal, and went to the prophet Elisha. And literally her only declaration to the heavens is all is well. And we're learning with our mouth. We know it, but sometimes we have to be reminded. And God has really instructed me clearly on this leg of our journey, of our consecration, of our pressing in, of our getting our instructions from God. It's now we've been talking about the mindset. We spent weeks from the Daniel's fast with the text out of Daniel 1, that 8 through 14th verse, understanding scripturally why we are putting our flesh under. We understand we are triune beings, that we are spirit, soul, and body. But for many of us who love God, that order has not been the godly order. Our supreme order should be remembering that we are spirit beings. That's why salvation is so important. We're going to live forever somewhere. And as believers, our desire is to live with our Lord and Savior in heaven. But the spirit realm is more real than the earth realm. Yet, especially in the Western Hemisphere, in this part of the world, in America, we are so sensual. If we can't touch it, smell it, feel it, taste it, hear it, we want to scientifically make you prove it. When I travel around the world, and especially in countries of Africa or in South America, even if it's darkness, they understand voodoo is real. They understand witchcraft, witches, witch doctors are real. And we have an arrogance sometimes that has not allowed us to be as open to the spiritual realm. And this time of fasting and prayer makes us get our order right, that we are to be spirit-led. Giving you scriptures, Romans 7, the whole chapter, and Romans 8 makes it clear the number one, uno, place you should be sensitive, fine-tuned, keen, and clear what you're hearing is through your spirit man with the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete inside of you. And then next, God, yes, he gave us emotions, will, intellect. He gave us a reasoning realm. We are to feel, to think, to hear, to taste, to touch, but it must submit to what did the Spirit of the Lord say? What is God orchestrating in our lives? And then lastly, and for some of us, this is the first thing, is our earth suit, our body. See, this body is just able to house the anointing of God in our lives. It is allows us to stay on this side of glory. It allows us to function in this realm. But it is supposed to be third on the totem pole. So this time of fasting crucifies that flesh that hollers loud with a megaphone, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I want to eat. No, we don't ignore it. We're learning the balance of God's order. And so through the Matthew 17, that 21st verse, it tells us some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. We're going back to the basics of the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth, that we're understanding I am a spirit being. I have an assignment, a mission, a mandate, a destiny, and with spiritual keenness, I will fulfill that because I will submit my emotions, my desire, my goals, my plans to what thus saith the word of the Lord, and my body, which is just the glory carrier, will line up, and it's not going to tell me we're not going to get up and pray. It's going to quit telling me I'm not going to go over there and witness. It's not going to keep running the show. It's important, but it's got to get in order, and I got to take care of it. I got to eat healthy and give it rest and feed it correctly and all those things that line up with being God's triune being. And we've talked about the key importance of mindset, what we believe, our attitudes. It does determine our altitude, how high we go in God. But we're having to go a little higher in that our mindset, once we get the right thinking and get rid of the stinking thinking and have the attitude of gratitude and all those things about love, we spent over 6 weeks going over I love you, Lord, and what that really means in 1 Corinthians 13. Now we've got to get our mouth to line up, put it in the right gear, and understand that it is a tool that will set us free no matter what status your life is. This 30th day of January 2012, doesn't matter if it's not good or even if it's great, your mouth houses the miracle. We all remember, and we need to be reminded, God created everything that is through words. They were framed in words. In Genesis, all he said was, let there be, and there was. And when he gave us, you and me, delegated authority, the authority of the believer, the exousia in the Greek, that we have the dominion to speak to our circumstances, to speak to our bodies, to speak to our minds, our miracle, our breakthrough, the turnaround, the breakthrough, the anointing, that TBA, we're going to learn to announce to the heavens and make it line up. There may be some facts in our lives we don't like, but we're going to make it line up with the truth. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? See, some of us have a doctor's report that there's some real sickness in our bodies. There are some real dangerous attacks that are infesting the territory of our body. That may be a fact, but the truth of God's word says by his stripes we are healed. So we're going to keep speaking the truth of God till the facts line up with the truth. See, if you were looking at me, I'd have my hand out, one hand out straight in front of me, and I'd remind you that's the truth. That's what God says about you. And to my far right is a fact, and I'm going to keep speaking the truth till the facts get in line with the truth. So we're going to get a clear understanding. Our miracle is in our mouth. The TBA of God. That's why it's so important each and every day to guard your words. See, in this 2012, the prophetic message, the theme of the God that all is well is because 12 means government and order. And we've got to decide, we, you, and I, that we're going to bring into alignment, we're going to bring into correct position and posture, thus saith the word of the God of the Lord. We've been learning about the vital importance of mindset, and when we release our words out of our mouth, that's the true Eminem. When what you think in your mind will really and directly affect the works of our hands. And we've got to understand this awesome delegated authority is so important. Things that have hit us, things that are coming at us, if we really examine what we framed in our words, for most of us, we've got to do a season of repenting and shaking it off, dust ourselves off, thank you for the blood, thank you that his mercies are new every morning. That's why it was so powerful in my notes when she called it Merciful Monday. Flow, my sister. That's because they're fresh mercies. So don't be down and out for whatever is going on in your life now. It's just a challenge. It's just an opportunity for our God to show up and to show out every morning, every day. Some of us are night owls, so it may not be bright in the morning, but in a 24-hour time, you're going to prioritize, as we've been talking about, practicing the presence through prayer and praise and worship. You got to climb higher and make sure in that time that we understand the power of the words, and we're going to announce to the atmosphere. We're going to command our day. We're going to do our own TBA. So our TBA is we're going to say the situations in our life that must turn around, the breakthroughs that we've been believing for, and the anointing we know that destroys every yoke. On behalf of heaven, we're going to do our part and know that all of creation will do its part. See, we have to say what the word says about us, and then we have to be willing to do it God's way. And then we have to know that God has a timing and a way he wants it to be done. So we're going to say a couple of affirmations and declarations because we want to give God his word to work with. See, in Hebrews 11, it says that the ministering angels hearken to the word, not what we think or feel unless it lines up with the word of God. So we, you and I, must speak to the atmosphere. We must command the heavens. See, some of us, we've been in Pampers or Huggies or Love, whichever you want to call it, too long. And Peter talked about, I want to give you meat, but you keep needing just milk. We're going to grow up during this time of consecration. On this 26th day, okay, we've gotten our little flesh to understand it's not running nothing. We've got our mind cleared and we're seeing in the spirit realm and we're hearing things we ain't never heard before because we're going to grow up some. And now we're going to soar a little higher and birth those miracles, those TBAs in the heavenlies. You and I must decree and declare the word of the Lord over our lives. In Job 22, that 27th and 28th verse gives us the delegated authority. It says in verse 27 and 28 of Job 22, you will make your prayer to him. He will hear you. You will pay your vows. Don't skip over that. See, some of us are thieves. We're not tithers. Yeah, that's what I called you, a thief. Just repent. And see, if we don't speak the truth in love, then we'll wonder, nothing's happening. It's not getting the breakthrough. I don't care what lie somebody told you that tithing was Old Testament. No, sweetheart, read Hebrews. Read many other parts. Read other writings. Tithing, you must pay your tithe. That's the only place where God says, prove me. Test me is with our money because it's so tied to our heart, but that's another message. So pay your vows. Then you can decree a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. We got to do all of it. We've got to speak what God tells us to speak. We've got to pay our vows, and then we speak to the heavenlies. Another example is in Mark 11, 22, 23 through 24. Redbud had a song out about I'm going to climb every mountain. God didn't tell you to climb no mountains. He told you to speak to the mountains. In Mark 11, 23 through 24, speak to your mountains in your life today. Get that turnaround. Speak to the challenges. Speak to the adversities. Command and demand in the heavenlies by the authority that God has given you, and it must line up and obey. For surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have them. In my last minute, I'm going to say a couple of affirmations that I'm decreeing and declaring already that they will penetrate in your spirit, sensitize your heart, alert your spiritual ears and eyes so that you'll get the turnaround, the breakthrough, and the, receive the anointing that will destroy every yoke. Here are some of the affirmations, and I love from the book Command Your Morning by Dr. Cindy Trim. I tell you, when she walked and marched into my life over 10 years ago and just made me understand and made me get in the habit, as she tells me, perfect practice, Vanessa, not just practice, perfect practice. Say what you mean and mean what you say in the heavenlies, because the devil has never fought there, never has, and never will. Here's some affirmations that you want to start speaking on your own life. I will walk in the timing of the Lord. I command my day to fully cooperate with your plan, Lord, and purpose for it. Your kingdom is my priority. Remember, it's his kingdom come, his will be done. Dismantle evil powers working to frustrate my day, assignment, and activities. So you send in your archangel Michael. See him in the eyes of your spirit. You're sending out the heavenly host to dismantle every evil power that's working to frustrate you. I thank you, Daddy God, for granting me cutting-edge technologies, methodologies, tactics, and strategies. Oh, ask God, open my ears and let your word inspire me to righteousness. Here's another affirmation. Teach me your way so that I may know how to conduct my affairs in the most expeditious and stupendous manner. And here's one of the last affirmations we're going to discuss today. Let the sevenfold manifestations of your Holy Spirit, Lord, be upon me this day. The spirit of wisdom, Sophia in the Greek, understanding, counsel, and a multitude of counsel, there is safety, Proverbs 11:14. Might, knowledge, with the fear of the Lord, fear there means reverence, and prophetic insight. Again, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, and prophetic insight. All remember today, my brothers and sisters, our miracle is in our mouths, the TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, and the anointing. I decree and declare, Lord, that you download this into their hearts, their minds, their spirit. Wreak havoc on the areas of their life where we have not lined up with your will. And we choose today to submit, surrender, and align ourselves so that as we make these declarations, as we make these affirmations, we know that it is done and it is so in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Amen, amen, amen. We receive that powerful word. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for stirring up our spirits and our souls this morning. Our miracles are in our mouth, the TBA of God, the turnaround, the breakthrough, and the anointing. How powerful is that? I feel chills going through my body, and I receive the declarations that you have spoken over us. And as we go through this day, if you have missed any of this message, then I ask you to dial 712-432-1085, same PIN code number, 957-677#, pass the information on to someone else and allow their lives to be blessed as yours have this morning. At this time, Minister Kathy, if you could come to the line right now and close us out in prayer. Are you there?
See her on the board.
Okay, is Minister Willow, are you out there this morning?
Yes, she is, and let me unmute her.
If Minister Willow could come to the line and go ahead and close us out, fill this word and this call out in prayer, we would greatly appreciate it.
Father God, we come to you this morning giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank and praise you for the word, Lord, because your word is true. Your word is life, and you said that it will not return to you void. We thank and praise you, O God, for Dr. Vanessa, for pouring out to us, and from hearing from the Holy Spirit what thus says the Lord, that will strengthen us, guide us, and lead us as we go on this day and as we continue on the consecration. Father, we ask that you please continue to fulfill her needs, O Lord, and build her up, gird her up, O Lord, and just all the things that she's believing you for, Lord, all of the manifestations that you have for her, Lord, that they come to fruition in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we ask you please forgive us of all of our sins and help us in our walk with you. We lift up Dorothy Cook and her entire family in Jesus' name. Father, we know that she knows you and the family knows you, Father, and you said in your word that earth has no sorrow that you cannot bear, that you will not take care of, Lord, so be with them. Let them feel the love of their loved one. We thank you, Lord, that her granddaughter is now at home in peace, rejoicing with the Lord. Now be everything that they need you to be to them during this hour. Father, and then we ask, oh God, that those who will be traveling to and from to the celebration, homegoing celebration for her granddaughter, that they make it there safely by God's grace in Jesus' name. Father, let us be what we can be to Godmother Dorothy Cook at this time, at this hour, at this time of need in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up all the other prayer requests before you, whether they be that of a financial need. You said you will meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Whether they be what for someone who is feeling a little bit despaired, Lord, you told us to be anxious for nothing, but in all things to be through prayer and supplication to make our requests known, that you would give us that peace. Father, whether it's a healing that needs to be done, oh God, we thank and praise you that everything that we have prayed for, everything that has come up that people have been challenged with, we know that it's a name and it just must bow down to you. Whatever the need, whatever the concern, whatever the desire, Lord, as you said in Mark 11:21, to speak to the mountain, say, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and we will have what we say. And we thank you, Lord, that these words of the Bible are not written on the page just to fill up space, but it's because it is true. It is life. We thank and praise you, God, for each and every person who's on the call this morning, that you bless them indeed, that you bless their going out and coming in, and that we decree and declare that our day is ordered of you, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for filling out this call. To you, Sister Bonita, thank you for spiritually seating us and greeting us. To you, Sister Tammy, thank you for your opening prayer. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, I don't know what we would do without you. Thank you so much for speaking life into this call on this morning. And without each of you, the TMC family members, this call would not be what it is. And we just thank God for your faithfulness and for your ears, which are attentive to what thus says the Lord. So we bless each one of you, and we thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Know that as you walk out your door today, remember that you are a great minister in the marketplace. So go out there and share God's love with others, and we will definitely hear you on the line on tomorrow. We love each and every one of you. Blessings to Dorothy Cook and her family, and to Marie Preston for your commitment and your strength. We love you all, and we will hear you on the line tomorrow. Goodbye for now.